KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger, George Jub-Jub Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the Great Gordo. Musin' in the News tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:51 is the time. Now, we have certainly noticed the lack of initiative, lack of interest in virtually anything the Cobra has done today.
Cobra.
And there's a reason for that, because he has been in Las Vegas all weekend, right?
Yeah, I was there 3 days. You know, it's too long. Especially if you're there with your buddies.
You know what? 2 days is too long.
Boy, it is, man. That is an ass kicking. I mean, 3 straight days. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You can ask him on the air.
No, it's...
No.
What do you ask?
Mm-mm. Is this Community Quick Hits?
This segment or this song?
Well, this is the band that is normally played for Community Quick Hits.
Oh, no, this just comes up.
Okay. All right.
Are you okay?
No, he's not.
No, I'm fine. Believe me, I'm fine.
Dude, his daughter just...
This is normally... What do they know that they're going to get out of him? Nothing.
His daughter just turned 17.
Oh, that's right.
You think he's handling
this
anything
is
very
normally
well?
Let's just make this the bed.
We should.
All day.
No. Get it out of here. I can't stand this song anymore. Go back to the other thing.
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
I hate all of y'all.
I wish we could put that on your license plate. Sure, it'd be cramped, but it'd look good.
Put that on his headstone.
But, you know...
Which we'll probably need in the next year.
The Vegas trip with the buddies. I was there for a bachelor party. 2 bachelor parties. And 2 of my best friends are getting married. And, man, I am so close to being too old for that nonsense.
Well, there's no question about it, you are.
But I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm close.
You are.
I'm not either.
You are.
No,
you
I'm
either
not.
Are or you're not.
Well, I'm not then.
Yes, you are.
How am I? I did the exact...
You're 39.
I'm 35.
Quota.
It was tough sledding, though, man.
Did you just ask the question, how am I?
I don't know. Maybe. Because it is all you do. There's nothing to do in Vegas unless you gamble and drink. If you're with your, because we're not going to go see a show. I don't want to go see a show.
Why not? That's where you're screwing up, man.
Why would I go see a show?
Because we're there in entertainment
for an hour, and then you got to go right back to gambling and drinking, and you drink at the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what was there? What were some of the show options you may have
had? What's not there? Danny Gans.
Funny.
They're all there.
Siegfried and Roy?
Penn and Teller were there, who I've seen.
Siegfried and Roy?
No. He's still
okay.
In a wheelchair.
Wayne Newton?
Elton John. Wayne Newton.
Why didn't you go see Elton John? Why didn't you go see Wayne Newton?
I didn't want to do that. I had no interest in seeing a show.
So you had more interest in drinking and gambling?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mike, yes.
When I used to go to Las Vegas all the time, every time I went, I made it a point to go to a show. Every time.
Why?
Because I liked them.
That's all I would want to do if I went
to
Las
Vegas. And in that time, I saw Frank Sinatra.
Okay, they don't have that anymore.
Red Fox.
Okay, once again, if there would be legends like that,
I'd go see. Elton John's
not
a legend?
I got no interest in seeing his little woman routine up there. And someone else is playing, too, like Bette Midler or somebody.
I'd go see Bette Midler.
Or Celine Dion.
What's the matter with her?
Barry Manilow was there.
I guarantee
you
I'd go
see Barry Manilow.
Couldn't have dragged me to those places.
Love
to
it,
see
man. Love going to those places.
So it's just you wake
those
up.
Big showrooms.
You just wake up, you shower, you go eat lunch, and then you just hit the tables, man. Mm-hmm. And you are there for like 15 straight hours, unless you decide to venture out somewhere. Which we did Friday night. We went to the Hard Rock. And, Mike, I think you have this picture of the Hard Rock as being like the Hard Rock in every other city.
Well, yeah, I kind of do, in view of the fact that I've never been to Vegas.
The Hard Rock is...
It's not just a room with overpriced burgers and Steve Vai's guitar hanging from the wall. I mean, this is like a big...
This is a casino.
Casino.
Yeah.
I've never been in there.
Oh, my God. It is such a scene. I can promise you this. Per capita, on a Friday and Saturday night, there are more good-looking girls there than anywhere else in the world. In that condensed space, that is 100% guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's really, it's shocking, it's frustrating, it's exhilarating, because they are everywhere, just walking around. And
you want to get loaded, maybe screw later.
And for the 12th time that I've been to Vegas, I've been to the Hard Rock probably every time. Not one word did I speak to a girl. Like, there were 16 of us there, and I don't think one guy spoke to a girl.
Well, you're married.
I know, but not even when I wasn't married, because they're so out of my league, and you're so intimidated walking around, and all those girls are all coked up, you know, and ready to roll, and you're just like...
Gosh, I couldn't even get them when they're all doped up.
Right.
That's another thing about that place. If you go in the bathroom, the bathrooms are like black marble. And so if you go into a stall, you can see in the other stall, like just looking down on the ground. And I bet you out of half the time I went in there in one of those stalls, you could see the guy next to me doing coke.
Mm-hmm. You know who else has seen him?
No.
The people looking at the cameras.
They don't put the eye on this guy in the bathrooms,
oh,
do they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
Where? You can't see
I don't know
them?
Where, but I know
in
they
the
do.
In the toilets?
Gross.
I don't know about in the toilets.
So someone is watching someone
diarrhea.
Actually go to the bathroom?
Diarrhea?
Wouldn't surprise me.
That'd somebody is seeing poop in action?
No, that's an invasion of privacy. They can't do that in the bathroom.
Poop. Oh, yeah, they can.
I think, why would they need him in there? No one's
criminal activity.
What? No one's stealing anything. They want those people to be doped up.
Yeah.
Every casino would love it if everyone in Vegas was coked up and drunk.
Yes, they would.
Because you're going to lose all your money.
That's exactly
That's
right.
why they give you free drinks.
That's exactly why they give you free drinks.
You know? I mean, they encourage it. You know what I didn't know? I didn't know that at the tables, I didn't know that you could order doubles.
You can?
Oh, yes.
You know what? If you...
You could order a bottle of scotch if you wanted it. You, Danny, when you go there, because you're going there pretty soon.
Couple of weeks.
If you sit at a table, mm-hmm. I want you to come up with the most expensive drink that you could ever imagine. Like, order a 18-year-old scotch that costs $50. Sure. Take it.
No, they won't give you that.
Order Bells and Water.
What's that?
Bells and Water. Bells is a real expensive scotch.
Bells?
Mm-hmm. Call your alcohol. You order a vodka tonic.
But you know what?
Call it.
They don't do that. I mean, if you're in the other room,
mm-hmm.
then they'll give
the
you a
special
you
room.
But like, you know, a lot of people say, "Yeah, I'll have a Budweiser." You get whatever they pour.
Well, no,
and you say,
get Prego.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got Fat Tire all night one night, all night for free.
Nice. I see. I'm so out on the Las Vegas deal.
So all you did was gamble and drink the whole time. Huh?
I played golf
one day, but I drank the whole day playing golf. That's what I'm saying. 3 days is it's just what you do. That's just what, when you get a group of guys out there together, 16 guys.
No shows, no strippers.
No, we did not go to a strip club.
You didn't go to any clubs where people dance to rap music and stuff?
Boy, how grandpa was that?
Yeah, the clubs are legendary out there. You didn't go to any clubs?
What club? Raw,
Studio 54.
First off, I'm not going to stand
the
in line.
Ghost Bar?
We went to the Palms on Saturday
night.
Is that
the Ghost Bar?
That's where the Ghost Bar and Rain is. But you can't get in unless you're in a list. And
people
even
love
if,
lists.
Even if you're,
right.
Even if you're on a list,
I got a list.
You got to wait in line for like an hour.
All right.
Well,
I got
so
a list.
What else are you doing?
You're not right. taking care of the right
people. Wait, you need to be on line. That's right.
Bell caps.
Get in line.
Bell caps.
I'm not going to grease the palms to get into a club and pay $20 for a beer. Shut up! God! There's nothing worse than that. Than
Triple Chris?
God, yeah. Triple fake Chris.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
Mm-hmm. Let me apologize real quick. Come on, kid. Can you rub your pal for a second?
That's right. So did you win any money?
Put your head in my lap.
I did. I did. Mm-hmm. I left Dallas with, this is to pay for everything.
Because you told me that you were down when you called on Friday.
$200.
It's not a good way to start.
I left Las Vegas just to pay for my hotel room, for golf, for everything. I left with $1,500.
Wow. I've never seen $1,500.
And I came back.
No, I haven't either.
I came back with $1,300. So that was, my room was paid for, my golf, all the booze that I bought, which was a lot. All
thought it was free.
Well, I'm not
free everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go to
a... What's the point of going to a bachelor party then if it's not all paid for?
What do you mean? You think they have all-inclusive bachelor parties now?
Well, yeah.
You have to go to... They don't have any Jack Tars in Las Vegas.
Jack Tar. No, you know, you just pay for whatever. Now, there were some big losers. We had a couple guys lose.
That is terrific if you did all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was basically a free trip.
What'd you do? Did you clip them on the card, on the card table?
Yeah, blackjack. That last night I won close to $600-700, I think. And
Saturday night?
Yeah, that was Saturday night. Late to the evening.
Snake.
It was fun, man.
Did you play at the high tables?
You know, it's the
25?
Yeah, that's the bad part about it, is you start out at the $10 tables, and then you just kind of morph on over to the $25 and whatever else. Then you get real cocky, and
boy,
you just get stupid with your money.
It doesn't take long.
You get so stupid. And then that money, those chips, aren't. That's not money anymore.
After about an hour, it's just chips.
Yeah, that's it. You don't even look at it as money.
You know, you'll look down there and go, wow, I've got $800 in chips down there.
Yeah.
And you think, $800, and you just want to get up and go cash it in.
Right.
Why don't you?
Because there's nothing else to do. If you cash it in, then what are you going to do?
You're going to go to a show.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
You're going to go see some Nookie Girls, or you're going to go to one of those clubs and dance to rap music.
That's funny.
Stop saying that.
So you go to a show, you're gone for an hour. Those shows are an hour. Then what do? You're
go
right
to
back
another
to
one. They're longer than an hour.
Okay, hour and a half. Whatever. They're not long enough to get you to stay away from the tables is the key.
See, Las Vegas is not seedy enough for me anymore.
No, and that's why, there's a billion hotels
in
there.
In the early 80s, I mean, it still had that mob element about it, and it was fun. I mean, you didn't have it wasn't Disneyland for gamblers. It was a good, fun, seedy. You might get stabbed. You might get shot. That was fun.
Well, like I told you guys on the phone, I was in awe. It just, at the Mandalay Bay especially, at the hookers. They were just walking around like they owned the place, and I can't believe they didn't kick them out. Like that the
Where did you guys stay?
Mandalay Bay.
I've never heard of that. See, all this stuff is new to me.
Mandalay Bay, they have fights and stuff there.
Well, no, I mean, I've been by there.
Mm-hmm.
But like the hookers, I mean, even back when I used to go in the early 80s, if they even sniffed out a hooker in the casino, mm-hmm. or especially in the bar, out.
You ever sniffed out a hooker, Greg?
Yeah, a few.
Well, they need them there now.
I mean, they wouldn't put up with it. I mean, they'd escort them right out of the room. Now, every belt.
There's some secret audio.
Sounds like you caught up to one.
Do we have Greg ripping a line off a hooker?
That was Rhines. That was Grego?
Close. That was Terry.
What was that, Greg?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
That was Greg spilling a G in cocaine and ripping it off.
Actually, it was a happy birthday, but, you know.
That's Grego on the second P of happy birthday.
Well, that does sound like just... It was fun, though, man. I mean, yesterday was such a tough day to get my act together, though.
Well, what about today?
It's still very dicey.
But see, you've had it, man.
Hey, Corby.
You were too old for that.
I know.
Tell them about your trip to the airport and what you found in your bag.
Yeah. So here I am going to the airport to go to Vegas. I'm at DFW, and right before I...
Why did you do this?
Keep going.
Right before I go through security and all that mess, I unzip my bag...
To grab your iPod.
To grab my iPod. And what's on top of my bag? A big, giant pair of scissors that Danny planted in my bag.
Hello, I'm Danny.
So sorry.
Hey, it's better than what I was going to put in there.
He was
going
to put a butcher knife in there.
Mm-hmm. It was huge.
A butcher knife.
I found one in the kitchen up here. I didn't even know we had one, and I'm walking down the hallway with it, and Jamie's like, what is that? Where are you going with that? I was like, oh, I'm just going to go put it in Corby's bag. He's about to get on a plane. And she talked me out of it. She said, you can't do that because they will arrest him. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, he will go to jail for having a butcher knife. I was like, well, I better not do it then. So she handed me her scissors and said, put those in there instead.
Yeah, what'd you do? Throw them away.
Sorry.
Just got to throw them away. What are you going to do?
Reiner got his through.
Yeah, but he had, like, nose hair scissors. No, he didn't. They took them up, didn't they? And remember, we were making fun of you for traveling with scissors.
Got them through last time.
You never knew when you'd need to cut a tag off a shirt.
Yeah. Like,
when do we ever shop?
Well, so did you have a good time, though?
I had a blast, man. I had so much fun. And you know, those are all my college friends that are scattered all over the country, so we see each other about once a year, maybe.
No, he didn't.
You know, the one good thing about that,
he didn't like it that much. Because he knows he's too old for it.
I'm not either.
Is it no matter what you do, time stops.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Never forget one time I was, probably 21 years old, and just went to this club and forgot that we'd gone to this club after, like, a show. And so we got to this club, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And, we started drinking, and then drinking, and then drinking, and then a little more drinking. We got these girls over there, and we're hitting on them, and things are going pretty good. And next thing you know, we said, man, it's time to leave. Walked outside, it was 9 o'clock in the morning, just sun shining.
Yeah. The clock just, there is no clock. There are no clocks in those casinos. There's no clock in your room. There's nothing. I mean...
They want you to lose track of time.
Sure. Oh, they do it right down there, man. I mean, they... That's why
they've got it down.
That's why they're Vegas.
All right, coming up next, a look at what's going on out in Surprise with the Rangers here on the Ticket.